Queen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome on in to the Remix Spiritual Radio. I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle, and I want to welcome you on in. We're going to get started here in just a moment. I've got to get myself situated. But peace and greetings to everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My goodness, it is Sunday. Can you believe it? October already. I see the Soul Family getting themselves nice and set up. Peace and greetings to Shiva. Good to see you. Welcome in. Crystal, good to see you. Angelique, Sammy, Healing Pools of Love. And everyone else who's coming on in, the blue room is open. The phone lines are available. Welcome on in. Welcome on in. Good in. Welcome on in, Amen, Batman. Good to see you. Good to see you. Listen, I have a question. Let's do a sound check. If you're on the phone lines and you can hear, and also in the blue room, let me know if I can be heard, if you all can hear me. But welcome on in. Good to see you, Maria. Soulful Love, Aria, Ori, good to see you. I hope I'm seeing that Crown Knowledge Radio. Welcome on in, Cosmic Chaos. Welcome in, Kevin. Good to see you as well. Let's get the likes up so everyone can know. Oh, you can hear me loud and clear. Good. Also, while we're getting ourselves situated here and getting ready to start, I want to let you know the phone lines are open. And that is my mission tonight is to talk to you all because we haven't done that in a while. I feel like it's been a while. I haven't done that in a while. I haven't been able to speak to you all. And I feel like, we definitely need to do that. Free Society Beats, peace and greetings. Welcome on in. Welcome to everyone. How you all feeling? How are y'all feeling? We are moving through this energy. My goodness. We are moving through this energy and in a very, very big way. But welcome on in. I want to check the phone lines as well to make sure. I want to say greetings to our international listeners as well. And also those of you on the phone lines, 515-605-9794 is the number to call. And so let's see if we can hear on the phone lines as well. Let's see. Give me one second here. Boy, did we have a time last time. We had a time last time. My goodness, we had a time. Where did it go? Oh, here. Mm-hmm. Welcome on in. Good to see you. Need a sound check from the phone line. So again, if anyone is listening from the phone lines, if you can let me know, I would greatly appreciate that for the phone line. So 515-605-9794. We're coming out of some really interesting phone lines are loud and clear. Thank you for that. Thank you. Beautiful. So you guys can hear on the phone lines. That's what's up. I'm going to be taking your calls tonight. It's dedicated to the Soul Family. Wizza Kelly, Big Toe, Priestess Erica, welcome on in, and everyone else who just stepped into the building. Welcome to Planet Remix. Welcome. Welcome on in. Welcome in, Lola. Good to see you as well. How are we all feeling? I really want us to do a check in that. You know, we're coming out of some, make you want to do some things, energy here over the weekend. over the weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of vibrations, lots of energy. Glad that we're all feeling good, feeling great. Is that what I'm hearing? We're feeling good. We're feeling great. Feeling amazing. Big Toe said, you just don't know how much you have helped me. Ah, I'm so grateful. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. That's what we do. Isn't that what we do here, Soul Family? We assist and help one another. So it's a beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing for us to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So I want to talk about something here before we get started. We're going to do shots out. I'll do that a little later because while you're all coming in the blue room, do me a favor. Tell us who you are, where you're from. Let me take this off. Can you hear me better without, I don't know. It sounds a little wonky on my end, but what do I know, right? What do I know? I've been walking around pretty much kind of quiet today, a little bit in silence. So a little bit in silence, and I've done readings all day today, which is something, you know, by the way, that I don't normally do on Sunday. But as you guys know, I still have some one-on-one slots that are available, a few of them. And, of course, I have the Oracle files that is available also. So I, other than doing the readings, I've been a little quiet today. The energy has been really all over the place, you know, and I can see it. When I was out and about today, actually had a chance to go into Bath and Body Works because they have their new fragrant, detergent that's out, and I really wanted to try it. So I went into Bath and Body Works, just made a quick run there earlier today and picked up a few things, a couple of candles, you know, just a little goodies. And I just kind of noticed the energy of people all around, you know, even when I was in traffic in the car, I can see their auras, their energy, and see some of the happy, some of the beautiful energy that is there. So we're coming into a place where we're starting to learn where we feel more comfortable at. Where do you feel comfortable? Where do you feel, you know, is your place to be? Your place to be in the world. And even your connections, you know, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Friendships, relationships, soul groups, these connections. Where do you feel empowered? Where do you feel you can go and you can literally show up as your true authentic self, which is changing? So I want us all, as we move into the energy of this week, to be very aware of that. And it doesn't have to be a tremendous breakdown. It can be something that you just recognize within yourself. You're changing. Remember, we talked about that, just like maybe that food that was so good to you at one time. Food may not be as tasty or what you're craving at this particular time. So it's important that you do listen from within. I'm going to give you a quote. It's one of my quotes. I've had this for quite a while. So, and this one just kind of gave me the vibe, energy of this week. And you all let me know how this resonates with you, how you're feeling this energy within yourselves and what you've been noticing all around and people all around you. So I kind of rewrote this so it can really kind of set into the frequency of this time, of where we are, you know, tapping into the energy of the matrix as well as our energy as well. So this week reminds us that transformation isn't found in chaos. And I want to let that set in. Transformation isn't found in chaos. You cannot find transformation in chaos, but in alignment. Because this is where the soul meets the rhythm of the cosmos. So just as the planets shift, we too are called to adjust our inner world and unlock new paths of clarity and purpose. I think this is so key for the cosmic waves that we are creating and that we are experiencing now and will continue to experience. Just remember that transformation is not found in chaos, and sometimes we can get lost in that thought and think because we are living in a chaotic state that somehow we are transforming. We're not. It can give you the push to get into an alignment. And remember, that alignment has nothing to do with people outside of yourself. That alignment has to do with you. There is a birth of something that's happening right now. And I want us to just see if we can understand that. I know sometimes I'm talking from a esoteric point of view, a metaphysical point of view, but I know you all can get this. We are creating a new ego. Like literally, you are creating a new ego, and you've been working on this for the last 10, 14 days. But that 10, 14 days is coming from a good 25, 30 months almost ago. At least for the last 9 or 10 months ago, you have been heavily contemplating and creating a new ego. Remember the cycle that closed up, that 18, 19, 20-year-old cycle. If you've been doing your inner work, then your ego is going to come back more redefined. Your ego is going to come back more in alignment. Your ego is going to come back more balanced. And you're not going to be repeating the same lessons, the same actions, the same scenarios of the past. It's okay, because what's coming to the surface right now is those. If you've really been doing your inner work, it doesn't mean your life is just going to be, oracle kisses. But you certainly will be able to handle the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, and find a solution and a creative way to move forward. How you're going to know is you will not see enemies outside of yourself. You're not going to see so many enemies. You're not going to want to keep going against the grain. You're going to realize that you can create your own path. You can create your own lane. You can create your own world. Can detach from the struggle. Someone say, let's detach from the struggle, because that means you're going against yourself. You're going against you. And I don't know about you all, but aren't you ready to stop fighting against yourself? You're ready to start elevating. You're really ready to start transforming. You're ready to start creating. And that's where we are. It takes you to claim it. Like, to honestly claim it and to begin to start taking action on it. But again, life is so wonderful. If you don't, and you have chosen not to do the work now, it's certainly fine. You just go through this cycle again for another 20 years. Most of us don't realize that what we're feeling so intensely because we've come out of, you know, this energy in these waters, whenever we're in these waters, particularly the Cancer waters, Scorpio waters too, but not so much Scorpio waters, these Cancer waters, is that we are picking up feelings and emotions in the ethers. In the ethers. Literally, we are picking up energy in the atmosphere. And if you have not done enough work, if you have not grounded or had the awareness, then sometimes we can misinterpret that as there's something going on with us, or everyone in the world has a fucking problem but us. It's going to be one or the other. Instead of using these multi-sensory abilities to understand, it's a tool. But what you create with that tool or how you use those tools is completely up to you. It's up to you. So we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines because don't know about you all, but I'm pretty excited that the phone lines are back up and that we can use, oh my goodness, can use phone lines. It's lots of downloads coming in, lots of channels coming in. And if you didn't go back and hear the last show that we did on Friday night, it's one to grow on. So remember that as the stars this week, the stars are reminding us that transformation isn't found in chaos, but in alignment. Because this is where the soul meets the rhythm of the cosmos. You are becoming one. So just like the planets are shifting, you are called to shift and adjust so you can unlock your superpowers. We've been talking about this. To new paths of clarity and purpose. Yes. Someone asked, is there a new self-invested class? Let's do this. Let's ring the bell. Absolutely. There is a new self-invested class, the spirit guides and animal guides, as well as talking about ancestors. Want to give a big shout out, everyone. We had a first amazing class in self-invested. By the way, the replay has been sent out. Don't forget to check your email. Listen to all three parts because homework is included. And I will see you all in Self-Invested on Tuesday night. Yeah. So Self-Invested has started. More to come, but it has started. By the way, the Galactic E-Files, the new era. That was put out, over a month or so ago? I told you guys I was going to let that one ride until the right time. And we are still going for that goal. We are stepping into this next era because it is new to some, but it is the next era for us. That is coming up very soon. Very, very, very soon. So we'll be doing that call for everyone. It's a bonus call that I'm doing for everyone who has the Galactic E-Files new era that we're going to be doing soon. It's nothing you need to send me. I will send the invitation to you. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. I want to give a big shout out to all the divine priestesses in the building. Priestess Erica, Priestess Donna Lee, Priestess Keisha in the building. I think those are the priestess that I've seen in the building, but shouts out to all the divine priestess. Shouts out to the moderators as well, Brother Lance, Lola Falana, and Mr. Dante. Just excited for everyone. Also, want to give a big shout out to Goddess Rainwater in the building tonight. I see you, sis. Good to have you in the building tonight. And all of the magic makers in the blue room. So excited to see you all joining us here. Gold Leaf is in the building. Brittany Vise is in the building. Marie, so full of love, is here. Crystal is in the building. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, everyone. Let's get the likes up. Let's get the likes up. But we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. First, we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, because we need to do that. Hear a little bit of Baby Blue. So tonight, Ask Miss Blue, that's me, real-time spiritual insight. That's what we're going to be tapping into tonight. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines, because that's going to let me know that you have a question, you want to come on, and I'm going to get to those questions. Plus, I've been so behind in emails, yikes. But I'm going to get caught up. I have some help that's coming. So, yeah, I'll leave it at that. But we're going to get ready to go to the, whoa, look at the phone lines. My goodness. We're going to go to the phone line. So you're going to want to press 1 once you get on the phone line, so I know that you have a question and I'll be able to answer your question. I'm so excited that the phone lines, it's, you know what it's giving? It's giving that the phone lines might be coming in my next era. I thought I was going to have to leave the phone lines behind. I'm still open. I'm not going to jump the gun, but I'm staying open. I'm staying open. Really staying open. I'm hoping the phone lines can go with us. I love the phone lines. Yeah. So, yes, 515-605-9794, then press 1, then press 1 for questions. I'm going to put this in the chat, so you all can know as well. Welcome on in, Sheila. Welcome on in, Priestess Melanie. Good to see you. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to the phone lines. Oh, we got to hear Baby Blue. Let's do that.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, baby, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. That's the whole goal. Move yourself. You don't need anything to move you. Move yourself. Move yourself. Take control. Move yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Oh, I'm so excited. It feels like it has been forever since we've been able to go to the phone lines. My goodness. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the caller. Let's see where spirit. Well, let's go to the caller calling in from area code 5089. 5089, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Am I online?
Yes, you are. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, goodness. So do I say like the name that I go by, or do I say like my government?
Whatever you want to say, it's completely up to you. But I will tell you, there's a lot of people listening all over the world, so you can use whatever makes you feel comfortable.
There, I would love to use the loose and fur.
The loose. Say it again. The.
The loose and fur.
In fur. Okay. Yeah. I like that. The loose in fur. And where are you calling? You're
I'm
welcome.
Calling,
mm-hmm.
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, you're calling from Mass. Good old
yeah.
Massachusetts.
Ah, good old Mass.
Yeah, so, yeah, good old Massachusetts. So is this your first time calling in?
Yeah, this is it's definitely my first.
Okay, well, welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. How can I help?
First, thank everyone here. I only ran into the occult probably like, it was like somewhere around college, so it was like maybe 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all the ancestors pushing me at the moment to go this road of body, panic, all those gone. So I don't know if it's a doozy, but I definitely have a question.
Okay.
So there's, let's say there's three levels, right? So let's say there's mind, heart, and soul. And mind might be the playground to get the soul to get shaken, get bacon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the heart would be the passion, the emotion, the thing that gets you grooving. I guess the thing I'm having the hardest time with is getting out of my own way, like, I guess, intellectually.
Yes.
And just following that heart the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the heart got me here.
Mm-hmm.
But as the ego, you know, the new ego settling in, and I'm aware that, you know, every now and then needs a software update, but I definitely don't want to repeat the last 20 years. I promise you that. Oh, hell no. Oh, my mama, I don't want to repeat them last. Fuck them last 20 years. Them last 20 years with the hawk. That was the craziest. That was the most insane shit. No.
It was hard.
I don't want it. I don't want it again. I promise you, I don't want it again.
Well, that's a good thing that you don't want it again. So
mm-mm.
Let me make sure the Lucifer, you don't want to repeat what's happening, and you want to know how to get out of your own way so that you are free to follow your heart. Is that
mm-hmm.
the question? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I love the breakdown of the mind, the heart, and the soul, which are some very, very powerful components to understanding who we are. So first of all, congratulations on being on your path and, you know, being bold enough to follow the path, because the path of really getting to know thyself, you know, it can be challenging. It can be challenging on so many different levels, but congratulations to you, first of all, for doing the work. Here's something I want you to keep in mind. Mm. There is a missing component that you don't have here.
Mm.
And I want to talk about this missing component. Even though it is connected to everything, the mind, the heart, the soul, but the missing component that's here is your emotions.
Mm.
And this is the one thing that can get you completely tripped up is the emotions, because the emotions are really a tool that is showing you what direction to go in. It is not your first tool, because your first tool should be your higher self, your higher mind. And so one of the things I want to encourage you to do, and even though I can see that you have started to do this, but this is going to help you tremendously. And that is, you've got to get a practice of getting out of your mind and stop thinking so much. Stop over-processing so much. Mm. Stop holding on to thoughts and allowing yourself to settle down enough. One of the things that can be great for that is Tai Chi and Qigong, or getting into meditation practices, or even just sitting into stillness. Because you have to get used to being able to hear your own higher self clear.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get out of your own way. And then once you can hear your higher self clear, then you can tap into the true, authentic feelings of your heart. It is only then that the heart can really start to honestly participate in what's going on. So you are on the right path. This is really about you taking that time to really get out of your mind, getting into the lower half of your body, and really releasing all of these extra thoughts. Remember, this journey is more about inward. Even though we can bring the intellectual components along the way, that's helpful. But that's not the end all to be all. The real activation and transformation happens when you can trust yourself, when you can love yourself, completely love yourself. And through that energy, you step into the energy of the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
and that love of self is the pretty and the ugly, right? Especially the ugly.
No, there is no ugly, because the heart is neutral. So if you're seeing ugly, you are still locked into the false matrix of the mind.
Okay.
Because the heart is neutral. It's neutral. Yeah, it's a neutral zone. So, yeah.
Okay. So there might be like situations where, because I've had a lot of them, the only way I can explain is like when, how much do I get into? Ooh. Yeah, so I.
Well, you have a few more minutes before I have to move on. So tell me what it is, and we can talk about that. But let me tell you where your other issue is. You have to raise your frequency. Because if your energy is still stuck in this 3D matrix, you're only going to see things that are deep at the lower vibration. You have to raise your frequency. How much love you can find in yourself is what you will be able to see in the world, and you'll be able to tap into. So this is why one of the things that I deem to be the foundation, and I've worked with thousands of people all over the world, is once you tap into the self-love of yourself, then you will stop seeing so much ugliness within yourself and others and the world. It will bring you into the point where you become the creator. And you will start to find solutions for things in the world that you need to create or you need to change. You will find a solution. You won't have time to be caught up in the problem. You will become the answer. The I am that I am. You will become that for yourself and for everything that is connected to you. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was good to talk to you. You have to try those things out and then let us know and come back and share with us. Okay. You're welcome. I hope you're in the blue room, because it's a whole lot going on. It's just off the chain.
I'm in the blogtalkradio.com, but I'm having trouble finding it, but I'm going to stay on and I'm going to find it eventually. I'm kind of grandpa when it gets to these technologies.
it's on YouTube and you're just into the YouTube channel, if you look in the show notes, I tell you how to come to the Blue Room. So there you go.
All right.
Peace and love. You're welcome.
Peace and love.
Oh, how beautiful. That was good. Let's go to the next caller. And by the way, y'all have blown the lines up tonight. I am loving this. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 2487. 2487, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. It's Unique from ATX.
Okay. Greetings to you, Unique. And you said ATX. That's Austin.
I'm in Austin. Yes, baby.
Hey, what's up? That's my city. What's up?
I'm in Austin.
Yes,
I knew you was gonna pick me tonight.
Hey, I love it.
Can you hear me okay? Because I got these earbuds in. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I can hear you perfect. You're coming through nice and clear. I can hear you nice and clear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm on my way to pick up my youngest, but I had to just pull over real quick so I can focus on what you say. Okay. So I just wanted to get just some energy insight on my situation. I feel like I'm in the middle of another one of those spiritual whoopings, a little lesson, and I just kind of need a little insight from you.
Okay.
See what you like, what you're picking up.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. Let's see. Well, here's the thing. It's interesting that you use the word spiritual whooping. Because usually we get a whooping when we know better.
Yeah.
See, have you ever noticed that? Like your parents would never spank you, at least mine didn't, when they thought it was something I truly didn't know. Like I was innocent. Like, oh, I didn't know if I put the cup, you know, in the microwave, that it wasn't microwave safe and it would bust, you know, the glass would break. I didn't know. I didn't get a beating for that. I didn't get in trouble for that. But when I did something that I knew better, I did get punished. So it's real interesting that you said, I feel like I'm getting a spiritual whooping. So that's an indication for you right there, Unique, that you did something that you already knew was not in your best interest when you did it. You went against yourself. You following me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I want you to do. Hold on. This is what I want you to think about. I want you to think about this. If presented with this situation again, what would you do different? What would you do different if the same scenario came up again? What would you do different?
Oh, goodness. Well, okay. I have to just kind of compartmentalize. Is that the word? It's a couple of things. But the first thing that I'm thinking about right now, what I would do differently is realize how precious my time is and have better time management in my life so that I wouldn't be having to clean up a lot of, I don't know if I should call them mistakes, but I will right now. So I wouldn't be having to clean up a lot of messes right now, having to redo things.
Right. And
so I would definitely use my time more wisely. And
yes. You would use your time more wisely. And I love that you said that. because that's what I want you to hold on to, because this is going to help you make it through this scenario, because you're going to be presented with this, not exact same thing again, but something similar to this again, to make sure that you got the lesson. And you got it. You got it. You got the lesson. That number one, stop moving so fast that you're moving slow, because that's what happened.
Uh-oh. I'm moving, get them steps.
Yes, I'm moving so fast and don't realize what I'm actually doing is moving slow. And so this is not really a whooping per se, but in essence, that there were so many things you could have done better and a way that you could have handled this different. It's important that you do this self-reflection and you really take the time to look at it, not as if you're being punished, but this is where your actions have led you. You have to take that ownership, because if you don't, then it's going to be difficult to recognize when the situation comes around again. Don't play with your life. And literally, that's what you did. You played with your life. And this could have turned out so crazy wrong. And you know that. It could have gone so wrong. So now you have an opportunity to make some different choices. When presented again, you know what you're going to do different. And you're going to stay committed to it. See, the problem is you trust yourself and then you let anything talk you out of that trust. Whether it's the timing, what you really want deep down inside. So I'm going to give you a taste of this. And that is, you got to work on your self-love, because then you're going to have that self-esteem and then you're going to know your own self-worth and you're not going to compromise. For nobody or no thing is going to make you compromise. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care how it is. You're not going to do it. So, yeah. That's
I want to ask you one more thing, Ms. Blue, before I let you go. How do I navigate this energy that I'm currently in my household I was going to say with just my oldest child, but with both of them.
I'm
having
some
challenges right now.
Yeah. You're going to have to set some boundaries. But the boundaries is not on the children. The boundaries is on you. And so you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. If you say, this is what time bedtime is, this is what we do in this house and what we don't, then you got to be prepared to stand on that. As they say, stand on business. Mm-hmm. And if they decide this is not what they want, then we sit down and have a conversation. Okay, where are you going to stay here and do this? But as long as you wishy-washy, with I tell you no, but then you do it, and then I don't say nothing, or then I get upset and we get into this argument and now it's a whole big thing, then guess what? We're going to keep doing this all the time. But the first person that has to get the discipline and the boundaries is you. I know you say the children are the issue, but really the issue has been how you've been managing your children. And so you have to change that. You have to change that, but change it with love. Be honest about the conversation. I have allowed y'all to think that these things are okay, but we can't keep living like this. It's not working for any of us. And we're going to sit down and here's the new guidelines. And as long as you want to stay within this healthy environment in our family, then we're going to stay together. But if this is something you feel you're not going to be able to do, trust me, as your mother, I love you and I understand and I respect you, but we're going to have to find somewhere else for you to go because you can't keep doing that and staying here. It's not going to work.
That's where I'm at with my oldest.
Yeah. But see, you got to have that conversation and really share with your oldest son, because really what he wants from you is the attention he didn't get from you when he was 2 and 3 years old. And so you got to have that sort of, you know, come to God talk with him and let him know.
Well, my oldest is my daughter. My youngest is my son. My son is 10. My daughter is 21.
However, you got to have that talk with both of them.
Uh-huh.
You got to have that talk with her and explain to her who you were, who you have become, and who you are now, because those are three different mommies she had to grow up with. Mm. She ain't growing up. You ain't the same mommy you used to be. And you
not at all.
You need to have that honest conversation with compassion and love and let her know, mm-hmm, I'm no longer that person. And here's what I'm sorry for. And here's how I'm working on myself and making things different. And I need you to join me. You can do it. Have that conversation. Cook a good meal. Wait till everybody key and he. We having a good day. And then we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
You can do it. Sit her down. Have that conversation. Let her know who you used to be. Make it very clear who you used to be. Let her know who you have become. And then let her know who you are right now in front of her. Allow her to share, because there's a lot of pain with both the children. And some of it is just because you were doing your very best to give them the best that you knew how to give them. But as children, we don't always understand that. We just think, mommy not here, or mommy left me here, or mommy's gone, or she ain't got time, and, you know, or we can't do this. You have to have that conversation, and you can do it. You're ready to have it now. You've been ready to have it. So sit her down and let her know, hey, we can ride and work on this thing together, or you can decide where you want to go to work on you. But we're not going to keep going like we're going. This isn't working.
No, it's not. It's not. It's really not. And it has definitely been, like, giving me so much anxiety, because I'm just like, you know, this is not.
Yeah. It's not what you wanted. It's not what any mother wants for their child that they love. You understand? But again, remind her who you used to be and let her know who you've become and who you are now, so she can see there's a way for her too, because again, they're just trying to get your attention. Sometimes children want you to make you feel the pain they feel like you made them feel. That's why you got to have the conversation.
Okay.
All right. You got it. You got it, Unique.
Unique from Austin. Oh.
Love you so much.
I love you, Miss Blue. I love you so much.
So. Handle that. Make sure you come back and let us know. And again, like I said, give it with love. Give it with love. Give it with love.
Yes.
But be firm. Be firm. You got to stand on your business now. Got to stand on it.
Yeah, that's where I really need to get better, because I'm very much unconventional, I guess. And I kind of I'm not all like, rah, 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 do this right here, right now. Like,
you don't have to be. You ain't, rah, 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 don't mean you standing on business. Usually those are the ones who don't stand on business. They're just loud. They're just loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't like being that way, but I understand what you I understand exactly
mm-hmm.
what you just
mm-hmm.
said. So, yeah,
right.
I resonate with that.
That's right. Remember, you are mama. You're
yeah.
the one. You want your children to have confidence that, look, we can do this. You are the first magic maker in their life. You are the God
yes.
in their life. And they need to see you as such. As parents, we are the first gods in our children's lives. So peace and love. We will talk soon. Hold the line. What a beautiful call. What a beautiful call. I did a survey for us. I want you guys to know how many of you have had, how many downloads have you had lately? More than one or less than five? Do the poll. It's in the blue room. We're going to talk about it here in a little bit. Let's go to the next caller. Next caller calling in from area code 7634. 7634, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I always know when I'm going to get a hold of you. I can always feel it inside me when I'm going to connect with you. It's Abdullah again from Minnesota, St. Paul.
Okay, greetings to you, Abdullah from Minnesota. And shouts out to the intuition being online.
Yeah, you know, yeah, thank you so much. I love you. It's like I know you.
Love you too,
Abdullah. I wish all the most beautiful things. I wish all the most beautiful things on you, your loved ones. I really do.
Thank you.
I feel like you're family. I feel like I'm talking to a relative. I'm talking to a part of me right now, you know, from my heart. I feel like this blue is a part of me, a part of my psyche, a part of my spirit.
Beautiful. Do me a favor, Abdul. Do you have your computer speakers on? Because we're getting the feedback. If you could just maybe either turn that down while we're there so we don't get that.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay,
so,
perfect. Thank you.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting a message from my higher self. I've been getting it. Something I've been waiting on to happen, especially graduating, is supposed to take place around Halloween. And I had a vision of Michael Myers, and I didn't get why. And then I looked up Michael Myers in the movie. It's called Halloween, so it confirmed what I was already guessing. You know?
And what is the message? What is the message that your higher self is giving you?
Something about this past life knowledge coming online around this time, and this past life knowledge is supposed to kick off my life's purpose and like ignite it, make it happen, like finally give me the past life knowledge I need to actualize a lot of these things.
So two things. Around the time of Halloween is what we would call Hallows Eve, right? It's the time when it's close to All Saints Day. It is a time
yeah.
where the veil is said to be thinner on the planet. But this is how I want you, because right now I'm teaching a class about spirit guides, animal guides, and ancestors. And I want you to know that when your higher self, the divine, the most high, is communicating with you, they will never communicate through fear. Now, it could be that the movie Michael Myers, Halloween, is not something you fear. Maybe this is something you're into, this horror movie of someone scaring people and killing them.
No. It was just. I've been getting some divination that something's supposed to happen on Halloween, and it was confirming for me that Halloween is the date because the name of the movie is called Halloween. So it was doing that.
Right, but you said you got Michael Myers the download.
Well, the Michael Myers vision, which was referring to a vision of Michael Myers' face as like a character, which was confirming Halloween, the movie that made the name Halloween, which is like the day Halloween, and I
yeah.
know there's like a faint connection to Halloween. And I'm trying to figure
right.
out what is a saint connection with me and All Saints mm-hmm. Day and Halloween. Like, why am I connected to saints, or what is my saint
right.
connection?
Right. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. But here's what I want to tell you. Half of that was your higher self. The other half was your mind, which I'm going to challenge you here. I'm going to answer this, but I'm going to challenge you here to raise your frequency, because that was your mind bringing the Michael Myers vision in.
Okay.
And you understand, because there's many ways that the higher self will never communicate through any forms of fear. But I don't want to get stuck on that. I want to kind of give you this, because we're getting a bad echo here. But what's telling you is hold that date of Halloween, right? Hold that date.
Right.
But I want you to know that if you're getting that date, that your life purpose is going to come into play on that particular day. Hold that date and see what is there. But I want to encourage you to raise your frequency and your consciousness, because your life purpose doesn't need to wait for a date.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to raise my consciousness, but I've been doing this watchfulness meditation where I've been watching my thoughts, and it quiets my mind. I do it after I ground every morning. Like, I took the advice on grounding.
Beautiful.
I've been grounding every morning, and I've been doing it for months, and 6 months, 7 months, grounding. And I do my Zen watchfulness meditation, and it quiets my mind. And I do it when
Beautiful.
I walk to work, and I walk back.
So here's what I want you to do, Abdu. When you're doing that meditation and your mind is getting quiet, immediately when you come out of that, I want you to tap into self-love for yourself and focus on sending yourself self-love.
Okay.
Pull that love in there, because that's going to help you raise your frequency so you can get some beautiful, clear visions. Not that Halloween is a bad one, but, you know, it could be more creative, I think.
No, I do need to clear my visions and be able to differentiate what is my higher self and what is just my mind. And that's actually what the watchfulness Zen meditation is about, differentiating what is higher mind and what is just chatter.
Mm-hmm. But it's real easy to do if you drop down in your body and you hang out in the lower half of your body. Then you won't have to worry about that, because anytime you're overthinking and overprocessing, that is the mind.
Well, I thought that's what grounding was doing when you ground in the morning. When I was grounding in the morning,
it is. It does. You are doing it. You are. You are really doing it, and it's working for you. I just want you to be able to raise your frequency up a little higher afterwards, and you can do that by just bringing in your self love and loving yourself even more.
Just imagine love in my body.
Well, no, talk to yourself. How much you love yourself, how much you honor yourself, how much you respect yourself. Just really give yourself that love. Upgrade how you speak to yourself. You know, maybe take a day and think about the conversations and the words of how you speak to yourself, how you talk to yourself, and then see how you can upgrade that.
Thank you, Ms. Bloom. And I'll keep a pen and a pad handy in case my intuition gives me anything on how I can improve that. I'll write that down and keep that with me.
Yes, and there you go. That's perfect. But your energy looks amazing. So I want to tell you that. Your energy is very grounded. It looks amazing. I would love for that third eye to be a little more clear, but it's perfect. It looks beautiful. I can definitely tell you're doing the work, and it's showing. So keep up the work. Just remember, your higher self, angels, guides, ancestors, spirit guides will never communicate through fear, through anger, confusion, or chaos. Never. That's how you're going to know the difference. Yeah. All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and blessings.
Oh, how cool. Peace and blessings to you, too. How cool was that? Let's go to 9109. 9109, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hey, who's on the line? Hi. I can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
Okay. This is Amon from North Carolina.
Okay. Greetings to you. You said Amon?
Right. I'm the guy that was like, hey, Miss Blue, is Amon Batman?
Oh, okay. How? Okay, I know who you are now. Yes, I do remember you saying that in the chat. No. Yeah, it's good to hear from you. And how is it? How is it in North Carolina? I just wanted to check. Yeah.
North Carolina is having like some winds, but it's been slowed down. It don't really be bad where I'm at, but it's been some storms here and there.
Yeah, since the hurricane, so I know a lot of places got hit pretty hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of strange because where I'm at, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get you guys to settle. Where I'm at, it's not a good place, but when it comes to storm, it doesn't hit this place hard.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah, so how can I help?
Okay, so I'm sorry. I promise you I'm about to settle. I'll move around. But I don't know if you remember me. I'm saying this because I know how sometimes the energy that I can pick up from you or you pick up from me. I'm the guy that spoke to you about the bats, about the lizards. It was a lot of conversations I had with you.
Yeah, I don't remember, and I apologize, but, you know, I tell you guys, usually it's very few conversations I remember, but my guides kind of zip that out, so I apologize, but let
no
me know.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I wanted to ask you was my energy. So if you can do an energy scan or a body scan, because recently I've been feeling strange out here, but not in a bad way. Well, I can't lie. It has been kind of bad. I'm not sure if it's the people I'm around or just the atmosphere itself, because I don't know. It's dealing with a lot of things, like some people dealing with guns, family members in situations. I just recently got in a bad accident at my job, and doctor said I had a concussion. It's just strange. I'm not sure if it's me or if it's just people I'm around or if it's just something just starting to change, because I've been wanting to change for so long. And I've been in and out because of it just seems real busy around me. Like everyone has so much going on, it's mundane. And every time I speak about like just tapping in and going within and self-investing, a lot of people are not that interested. And I know it ain't got nothing to do with them. I can just do it for myself. It's kind of distracting a lot of times because I want to participate. I'm working on grounding. But it's like I guess I'm not going about it the right way these days, because the way I ground, when I'm trying to ground myself, is like it's almost like hearing an alarm or something, or like somebody says, oh, it's something to do now. We got to hurry up and go do this. It's an emergency. It's a problem. And I'm just like, I don't know what's happening. It's not the usual for me.
So here's a couple of things. First of all, really want to just send you so much love and, you know, give yourself time from healing from the concussion, right? So give yourself some time from that concussion. Because a couple of things I want you to keep in mind. I'm going to do the body scan on you. But number one, you said you've been wanting a change for a long time.
Yes.
And so I want you to think about what is stopping you from making the change that you want. Just think about that. That's just the question. And then ask yourself, what are you really afraid of? You understand? Because I know you have these perfection tendencies. And
yes.
Sometimes that can hold you back. But I want you to think about that. Number two, you said you're not able to connect with the people around you. Well, everybody's on their path and their journey. And
absolutely.
It's time for you. This is why most of us have a soul family, a place you can come where you can be around like minds. It doesn't mean that everything in your life is going to be like-minded people, although it can be. You know, there are some people who choose that. I choose to have like minds in my life. I don't really communicate with people who are not of like minds. Somebody I consider to be a family member, soul family. If you're not like minds, I'm not going to make a connection with you. I'm not interested in that. So you could very well only have the people in your life that are of like minds.
Right.
You can. We are living in a time where that is possible. So you have to begin to start asking yourself, why haven't I made the changes I know I need to make? As far as the people who are around you, you're growing in a different direction. It doesn't make what they're doing wrong. It doesn't make what they're doing less than. And it doesn't make what you're doing greater. It just means that they're simply going their own way. And I don't want you to feed more into that than anything. And then take time to allow yourself to heal. You even had some extra time that you could have taken off, and you opted not to. You need to allow your body to heal, because it is in this stillness, in this healing, that you're going to get clarity about what is next for you. What do you really want this new chapter in your life to be like? The fear is there because of the gun violence and different things that are happening, because you become more sensitive. Your clairsentience is online more. And so now you are feeling things more intensely. That's all that is. It's more intensely. And is there some people that you shouldn't be around? You absolutely know there are some people you shouldn't be around, but you're still around them. So this is where you have to decide what is best for Aman. What is best for me? You understand? You can't keep worrying about what everybody else has going on. Everyone always has a lot going on. It's called life. And you're not excused from it. You got a lot going on too. The difference is you choose not to express yourself, which is unhealthy. That's not healthy. You have to find a way to express yourself. I would really love, Aman, for you to get into doing some Tai Chi or some Qigong or even some yoga. Mm-hmm. We're going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here there alone too.
So that's what I want you to do. Tonight or whenever you get a chance to go to sleep, I want you to take and lay hands on your head. And I want you to begin to start sending some beautiful white and golden light into that energy around your head. Lots of healing energy that's on the planet, but I need you to not be afraid to lay hands on yourself. Stop worrying so much. Stop doing all of this thinking and know that you are safe, you are loved, and you deserve to be here. That's what I want you to repeat to yourself when you feel this intensity. But this is your clairsentience coming online. And I want you to start getting curious when you start feeling this, but you're taking it as it's coming from you, and it's not. You're just picking up energy in the atmosphere.
Thank you. I've always wanted it.
I really have been wondering. I would say it, but it's like I would question it.
Yeah, that's all you're picking up. And then you're picking up a lower frequency of this energy.
Thank you.
And so I want you to, yeah, just
sorry.
I want you to, no, you're fine. I want you to lift yourself higher. Just visualize yourself going higher.
Oh, my
higher.
God, Ms. Blue. Ms. Blue, do you know how much I usually would do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would take off like a rocket into the sky. Like, but I would not be in a body. I just take off and I become transparent, like one of the stars. Like, I would really sit down. I remember you did a meditation with us, and you had us to go up in the sky.
Yes.
And to be on a cloud and to just sit there and then into taking the download. I would do this. I really do this.
Yes, you do. You really do. And I know it's an emotional time for you, but I can assure you within 24 to 48 hours, you'll start to feel more like yourself. We're coming out of this Scorpio energy, and it's pretty
intense. Scorpio.
Yeah. Oh, you feeling it for real.
Yeah.
Pretty intense. But I want you to know that it can be managed. And it's a couple of things that I need you to do to manage it. And number one, you have to let go of judgment. Judgment of yourself.
Yeah.
Judgment of others. And just judgment in life, you know. Let go of that judgment. Just let it go, you know. Allow it to go, because things are moving in your favor. You can't see it right now, but it is. So I want you to do that and do some breathing exercise, some deep breathing exercise. You need to get grounded. I'm actually attempting to ground you as we speak. Not having a struggle, but kind of a difficult time to get you back in your body.
Okay.
So I'm bringing you back down to earth. I'm bringing you back down to earth, Amon. This is where I'm bringing you. I'm bringing you right back down to earth. This is where I want you to come. I want you to come back down to earth and just kind of allow yourself. You've been through a lot, and the accident that you had, when was that? About a month or so ago? When was that?
No, this was actually Thursday.
It was
October the 3rd.
October the 3rd. So even more intense.
Yeah.
Even more intense, right? Still not even feeling the, this is the emotion from what happened. So a lot of it is from this emotion, but I don't want you to rush. If you have time to take off from work, take the time that you can so that you can get the healing that you need to relax. Okay. Go get a full body massage, a therapeutic massage that is there. So that you can have it, do what you need, eat some good high vibrational foods.
Yes.
So that can be it. Listen to some beautiful music, some sounds, not something too strikingly emotional, but things that are healing vibrations, calming vibrations. You want to bring that in. I would recommend you get some red light therapy, you know, where you can go and sit and have full body red light, even for your head, everything, so that it's going to help you heal and get into that healing state so much more.
Gotcha.
And very good. You finally let go. So you are back in your body. I would hit the sparkles, but I don't want to send you back out again. So we're just going to imagine the sparkles are there because you are back in your body. And that can make this energy so much more intense too.
Yeah.
But it is only here letting you know the depth of where your soul is. Okay. But the other thing, and lastly, I'm going to let you go, Amon. You have to let go of the resentment of the, and you know who this is towards, the resentment, the anger, the frustration, and the pain. You have to, the grudges, you gotta let it go. And when I say you have to let it go, I don't even care if you choose not to forgive. That's fine. But you have to let it go. You have to find a way to let it go. And so I'm going to give you a ritual that is just for you, that's going to help you. And that is when you're taking a shower, as you're washing yourself, make sure you get sudsed all up.
Okay.
And then I want you to turn the water as cool as you can take it,
mm-hmm,
and rinse yourself off. And as you're rinsing yourself off, you are rinsing away the residue of the pain, of the hurt, of the anger, of the grief, of the resentment, of the pain, of the anger, of frustration, everything, the hatred. You're letting it all go. And do that as many times as you need to release this. Because this is what is causing you this intensity that you're feeling. This is it.
Wow.
Okay.
You're so spot on. That's so funny to me. Because I actually do this in the shower, I didn't say what you was telling me to say. I would say stuff to myself about washing away my yesterdays and my old, that's spot on. Thank you.
Yeah. Your higher self letting you know exactly what is needed. And this is needed so beautiful because you're stepping into a next chapter for yourself. You don't want to bring this with you. You want to release it. You want to release it. And I know you will. I will.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you know what you're talking about. It's my ex-wife.
You just had to throw her in there.
No, it's not like I'm trying to down
nobody. No. I'm teasing you.
It's necessary. I'm so glad you spoke. Nobody will speak on that.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you're saying it, and I'm guaranteed to do it because it has been getting the best of me, and I don't mean for it to.
No, you don't. You just put that behind you. Put it behind you. You have a beautiful, amazing life now, and that's ahead of you. So, all right.
And I also got to get that taken care of with the divorce thingy. Yeah. And I feel like that's why my chapter ain't go, like, continue on like it's supposed to.
So the first thing is get your energy up higher before you get ready to start the proceedings. You don't want to bring that energy into it. Just get your energy up higher. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, there you go. All right.
Thank
Peace
you.
And love. You're welcome.
Peace
Hold the line.
Yes.
All right. How powerful, you guys. How we all feeling? Let's take a look at the polls. How many downloads have you had lately? 20% of you said yes, you are having downloads. 7% said no. And then the other half of the question, who is having more than one download? 62% of you in the blue room said you are having tons, more than one download, and 11% said you're having less than five, but nonetheless, you're having those downloads. Make sure you write those downloads, keep them, whether it's a voice memo, whether you write it down, jot it down, or put it in your phone or something so you can keep when these sparks of light are coming through, because it's really going to help you elevate to the next level. All right, so we're going to continue here with the phone lines. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 9046. 9046, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 9046, going once.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please? I can hear you. Who's on the line?
Oh, I'm yelling.
Hi, this is Faith.
Faith, can you please take me off speakerphone and come close because I can't hear you. Hello?
Oh, my apologies.
Can you hear me better now?
I certainly can. Thank you for that. And where are you calling from, Faith?
Florida, Duval.
Okay. And how is the weather? Did you guys get, were you in part of that storm down there?
No, we had one a few days ago, but there'll be another one shortly.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you all are safe. And I said storm, but really it was the hurricane that came through. So, yeah. So how can I help?
Yeah, I guess you can call it a little more of a storm. I mean, I feel like it's really something that's going on, like, more on a deeper level than we really know how to define it as on. I apologize. This is my first time calling, and I'm really nervous.
No. You're fine, and welcome on in. Let me give you some sparkle.
Right. Thank you. I've been listening to you for a while, like some years.
Okay, beautiful. And this is your first time getting through and calling in?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fine. And how can I help?
I have been wanting to get in through to you for a long time. I've been calling, but I just couldn't get through. And sometimes I was just thinking that maybe it's just time for me to, you know, download what other people are saying because, you know, we're all pretty much, you know, one mind, a reflection of each other. So, you know, but still I feel like I'm doing my best to get in through to myself and I receive myself. I hear myself. It's just that when it comes to like journaling and stuff like that, it's kind of hard for me to like get there. And I don't want to say it's hard, but it's just like, it's better if I don't, because it's kind of like stressful if I really do my best to try to journal. Same as, it's just, I don't know, but I just want to be able to have a better communication with myself to where, like, I know I fully received it and I know I've fully applied it properly so that I can, you know, move better going forward or in the next.
So what's making you think you're not having this connection with yourself? First of all, let me say this. It's perfectly okay if journaling is not your thing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. One of the things that I will say is if you have any of the products from my digital store, most of them is where I put everything in your hands. And so you actually get to do the work. I guide you through it. It's audio. It's an audio file that you listen to. Earth would be amazing for you. And you learn how to be empowered through actually physically doing the work yourself. You're doing the work. And so you know for sure. And it helps you strengthen your multisensory abilities so that you can connect and be able to trust yourself more. This is what I specialize in. And this is what all of my classes are about and all of the products that
I
created. Which one do you have?
I can't remember the name off the top of my head. It's the e-files.
The Galactic e-files. Yes, the Galactic e-files are amazing. I don't know if you have the most recent Galactic e-files because I have put out several of them over the years, but definitely working with that energy is fine. But you don't have to journal. The truth is we're journaling anyway. You're doing it mentally, which is not healthy in your mind. Journaling is the act of transcribing and writing something down. That's journaling. And so a big part of your challenge is that you need to come out of your mind. So I would say take a look over at the store. The link is in the bio. I also put it in the blue room. Earth would be excellent to work with water, energy, any of the products there. If you have the Galactic E-Files, go back through, make sure you're doing all of the Galactic E-File activities that are in there, because these are all things to really help you trust yourself and tap into your own abilities, gifts, and talents so that you can utilize them in your daily life.
It's not that I don't trust myself. I mean, I know I'm still practicing to level that up even more or go through the layers even more of, like, actually being able to communicate myself better. But, like, it's just, I guess if we're talking about the trust thing, it's just, I guess, the fact that I've been through a lot of stuff, especially like over like some past years or whatever.
Yeah. So let me say this because I want to clear that up. I'm not saying that you don't have a level of trust for yourself, but I'm talking about a level of trust and love for yourself that you will transcend where you've been and be able to trust where you are right now. It'll bring you clarity. It'll bring you abundance in your life. You will be able to feel the freedom within yourself. And you won't be condemned by your past. So I'm sure you do trust yourself, part of you that love yourself, but not to the extent that you need to. You know? And you don't have to agree with that, but I'm telling you, you need to, how much you've been loving yourself, you've got to do that even more. Even more. Mm-hmm. But you're doing a wonderful job of working on yourself. But go ahead, Faith. Let me let you finish with your question.
I was wondering if you could talk to some of my spirit guides or if anybody trying to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, let's speak with your spirit guides. Interesting enough, I do see a woman that is standing behind you, but I don't feel this woman is in the spirit world. She's giving me more like a mother figure. Is your mother still with us, please?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a strange relationship with your mother at this time?
Not really right now, because I'm doing my best to just work on myself. So I'm kind of just like going inward.
I said, is there an estranged relationship between you and your mother at this time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's better than it was. I want to look at it as.
Well, you know, this is for understanding, not for judgment, because I've seen her come up, but I've seen her standing behind you, and I can see how she's standing up. I knew she wasn't in the spirit world, but she was in the physical world. And so this is a big part of what your guides are getting you into the position so that you can heal this with your mother. I'm not saying go back and be in your mother's life, because she's quite a character. And I'm just going to say it in the nicest, most loving way. You need to heal this situation so you can move on from it, because it's something that is still impacting you every day. And this is what your guides are guiding you towards. I also see a backpack with some books in it. Are you planning on taking a class or go back to school for some sort of certification or something you're studying right now that can lead you to a different lifestyle, another path that you're on?
I've been studying for a long time, and I've been hoping that it would, like, I would be able to actually apply it to where it opens up this new path for me. But I feel like the door is kind of, like, open, but I have to unlock it, like how you were saying that today.
Well, what is it that you're studying for? You want to share with us?
I've been studying the longest on law and
the what
history.
Now? Say it again.
Morris science.
Oh, you've been studying the Morris science and you've been studying the Morris law. Okay. And what is your goal? What is your hope for you to do with this?
To be thyself, to know thyself.
And I think that's beautiful. What are you going to do once
with
you
it,
start
yeah.
getting a deeper understanding of knowing yourself? Because that's the essentials for growing up on planet Earth. We all got to know who we are. That's the giving.
Yeah, I apologize. I was just trying to say the first thing that came on my mind. But
that's okay.
I've always wanted to give back. Like my love is like to love. Like
Your goal is to love, but go ahead, finish.
No, that's not my goal. I'm saying, like, that's my passion. That's how, like, I express myself. So when I was wanting to start a restaurant, like, you know, to heal, to bring out products. And as I'm doing that, you know, I'm also giving the knowledge, you know, because I just, building up my civilization feels like, you know, is what I'm really here for. Like, I feel like, you know, healing, like giving better food to us and giving us products that help heal us and help us feel better, gets our mindset in a higher place, you know. So I just want to include the more science in that because, like, you know, while we're cooking or while we're making things, we're actually pouring this into our creation, you know.
Yes, I think that's a beautiful goal to have for yourself. Now I'm going to ask you a real question. Why haven't you been working towards that?
It's just a lot of things that I'm working on as I'm working on it. So the steps feel like they're wider, but I'm doing my best to apply it. I make plans, I remake the plans, I take the actions on the plans, and if I have messed up on something, I try to adjust the plans. I look at the results and I come back, you know.
So let me ask you, do you feel safe where you are right now?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've been doing my best to make sure that, like, I'm cleaning out any thoughts that may, like, make me feel any other kind of way, because I feel like it's probably, like, past or, like, mistakes I've made that now I have to work through.
The reason I'm asking you about this, because I feel what I'm picking up is that you're on a path you actually want it. It's the path that someone else chose for you and told you to get on this path. And you're here and you're accepting it and you're wanting to do it, but it's still not your path. I understand how convoluted things can become. I think it's a beautiful vision of you wanting to have a restaurant, but your purpose is not to solely be of service to the world. That's no one's purpose, especially when we don't have the love port for ourselves first. It has to be something deeper than you sacrificing yourself, having pain, going through being wrong or told you're being wrong or things not being right or that you can't understand or that things are so challenging. That's not living.
Yeah.
There are some beautiful sisters in the more science that study that school of thought. I would encourage you to get online and find a healthy sister circle to be in where you can express yourself freely, unedited, and have a place to talk and work things through so that you can begin to start living your life.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to come from a childhood where you feel your creativity and who you are stifled to then be in a relationship or situation where it's still being stifled. Because in essence, you haven't left where you've been. I'll take that as a yes. So, are you still with us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I want to tell you that with love. Because I can see in your heart got these big, beautiful dreams. And I want to see you fulfill these dreams in a way that is loving, in a way that is supportive, and in a way that you can start trusting yourself. So what is needed in that know thyself to learn how to love yourself fully, completely, and to know that there is nothing wrong with faith. You can trust yourself in the decisions you make and the things that you do and how you're taking care of your beautiful baby and all of these things. And remember to change your mind. It's okay to say, I need to go back here, whether that's a friend's house, an aunt's house, uncle house, cousin house, mama house, daddy house, until I regroup myself again and get back out there. Do not let your pride keep you in a place that is destroying your mind, because that's hard to get back. So I want you to think about that this weekend, this week, excuse me, the weekend's over. Think about that this week as we move into this week. Your name is that ultimate reminder to yourself that your parents named you Faith, your mother or father named you Faith, or that's the name they chose for you, and you told them, name me Faith because I need that reminder that I must have faith in myself. You can do this, or else you would have never came on here. You can do this. So that's what I want you to promise me, that you are taking care of you beyond everything. And I want you to stop letting anyone outside of you tell you that you don't know what you're doing, that you're not good enough. Because that's a lie. That's a lie. Okay?
So when people are like, it's more so like when I'm doing my best to speak up or give advice, I may be giving advice too much or people may be uncomfortable with what I'm saying. Like, how do you go about that?
How you go about that right now, the best advice needs to be to yourself. And that's why I say, stop focusing on everyone else. Focus on faith. That's right. Where your focus needs to be. Get yourself, not that what you're saying is wrong, but I want you to pay that close attention to you, how you're feeling, how you are loving yourself and how you're being supported and loved by the people in your life who care about you. Learn how to be in feminine energy, which is about receiving. It's not about giving. That is masculine energy. So when you begin to start over-giving, this is what breaks down the physical body, the mental body, the spiritual body. It starts to break down the body, whether you're a man or a woman. But as a feminine, as a woman, we take a double hit for over-giving. And you have to stop over-giving. Stop it. It is making you ill. It's making you sad. It's getting you not feel your best. Receive, because as much as you want to give to the world and make this beautiful food that's going to help them and give them beautiful knowledge, I know for sure that what we so desperately want to give to the world is what we have to learn for ourselves. So allow yourself the opportunity to take your own medicine with love. Give it to yourself. Because once you have the transformation, it's going to be so easy to have the transformation with all of those people around you. Because they're going to bear witness to you in your own transformation. As far as those people that you're talking to, they're the wrong people. That's why they don't want to listen. There's nothing wrong with you. That's not who needs to get that. All right?
All right. You really just be ourselves talking to us, don't you? Just saying everything. We already know and is.
Mm-hmm. So let me give you some sparkles, you and the baby over there. There you go. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. Peace and love. How beautiful. Wow. Ooh, y'all are putting me to work tonight. Let's go to the next caller. Let's see if we can get another one. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 6469. 6469, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue and Remix family. This is Brian calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, greetings to you, Brian. Let me ring the bell. Is that our Brian?
Yes.
From South Investing. How are you, Brian?
I am doing well. I am doing well. And I wanted to call in to speak with my favorite oracle.
Aww. you get some sparkles for that one, Brian. Love you as well, too.
Of course. Mm-hmm. How are you tonight?
Everything is a blessing. Really blessed. I'm so happy the phone lines are up. I am beside myself.
Oh, yeah.
That the phone lines are working. My goodness, I thought it was going to be left in the past era. I really
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're glad you're open, too. We're glad. We're so glad.
Yes.
I did have a couple of questions, but I'm just going to – I was just going to narrow it down or ask that, did you have any reading or picking up on any of the energy? Because it was like so many questions going through my mind, but
mm-hmm.
not sure what to ask or which to ask.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you a minute to do
okay.
that,
yeah,
you know, because I know y'all don't like it when I go nosing around and just.
Oh, I'm actually fine. I'm recovering from yesterday, I guess, having an allergic reaction. I went out to eat. I didn't have shellfish. I am allergic to shellfish, but I guess it was some cross-contamination going on. So I'm feeling better with that.
Good.
Health that I'm working on. It was one of the questions I had in my mind was, is there anything from my ancestors or spirit guides, anyone
mm-hmm.
stepping up about me moving forward and
mm-hmm.
being able to be more productive or make more, yes, mundane, but not, more money and, yeah,
mm-hmm.
make more money for myself so I can move forward
mm-hmm.
and take care
mm-hmm.
of my health and all the many things that we have
mm-hmm.
to in life.
Of course. So I want to go back to the food poisoning.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm so dramatic, right? Food poisoning.
No, yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Well,
you're
you
worried.
Know, because when these things happen to us,
mm-hmm.
it's like a double win. I mean, it doesn't feel good when we're going through it, but can actually be a double win because it's a sign. Because of all the things mm-hmm. you could have gotten, why food poisoning?
Mm-hmm.
You understand why something you're allergic to?
Mm-hmm.
I know. See, this is why I said pick what you want to talk about.
Okay. And that was the first thing I mentioned.
So, you know, I want you to think mm-hmm. about, because here's immediately what your guide showed me. They showed me a plate of food
mm-hmm.
and they showed me the plate of food, and then you said you came down with food poisoning.
Mm.
So I want you to take this as a sign. What is it, number one, that you're eating physically that is poison to you?
Mm.
What thought are you holding about yourself when it comes to your finances that is poisoning your mind to make you feel that this is some unobtainable goal that you're trying to reach?
Yes.
You understand? Because this mm-hmm. is what this is about. So your guides are basically coming through to let you know that you've got to start taking action. You don't have what you need to have is because you haven't taken action on the things you need to take action on in your life, especially when it comes to you moving forward on this project, on this goal that you're working on. You have got to become innovative of what this looks like. You are too fixed. Only happening one way. And this is what your guides are saying. You have to be open and creative and innovative of how this is going to go down. And as long as you keep fixating that it has to happen this way, this is what's poisoning this from happening. Because you're waiting on something. You understand? You're physically waiting for someone to call, Brian, here you go. That's not going to happen. And when I say it's not going to happen, I don't mean never. I mean the best way is for you to start taking action, physical action on it. Why aren't you making the things? Why aren't you seeking people out? Why aren't you reaching out to people saying, here, this is what I can do for you? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you going to places that you know need what you want to give them and you can give it? Why aren't you doing that?
I would say it's like maybe low self-esteem or me being a little timid and or perfectionist,
okay.
Which is also based in fear.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all right. And thank you for your honesty because your guides had already told me. So here's what I want you to do. You're going to put together a nice little packet,
mm-hmm.
Right? Put it in a nice little PDF, you know, make it like make it like a stack deck, you know, and this is the intro page. Here's what I can do. Put everything in writing. And then you're going to get on the phone. You're going to call people and you're going to tell them a short little spiel and say, you know what? I have a packet I put together. Can I go ahead and email that to you? And then you can follow up. I can follow up with you with questions and you can do it that way. The whole world. Because you don't have to be physically present. Trust me, somebody wants it bad enough and they feel like you need to be on site, they're going to bring you on site. I need you to get out there and do it. Contact Broadway. Contact these places. And put it out there. Contact these schools and these organizations that do things around that need what you can give them and what you know you can do and let them know that you are available. And if you are having low self-esteem issues, then you got to work on that with self-love. And then I'm going to ask you, how bad do you want it? Because that should make your ass overcome. You know how many things I do, but inside I'm scared as hell. That's not a reason to stop. You can feel the fear and keep moving anyway. Okay? I'm scared, I'm nervous, not sure how this is going to go, but I'm going to do it anyway. That doesn't mean don't do it. That means you're going to push through. You're going to keep doing it anyway.
Yeah. Yes. I'll definitely feel that. I've been wanting, because of the fear, I'm like, oh, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I should pivot, but... Yes, the courage and having the fear and doing it regardless.
Still, just tell yourself it's okay to be scared, but we're going to do it anyway. Yeah, that's not a reason to stop doing something because you're afraid or you get nervous or you're scared. That's not a reason. Because let's look at what the adverse is. If you don't do it, then you have your answer.
Right.
It's never going to work. And if you're not willing to live with that, then you have to push through.
Yes.
You have to get innovative in the way that you want to do it. I always use myself as an example. 19 years, I didn't even come on camera. I still made it happen. I was innovative. And how to do my cast. I was innovative when everybody else was showing their ass, literally. I was innovative.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to find an innovative way to do it. That doesn't make you feel comfortable. Find another way. Never give up the dream. Give up the way. The way you're doing is not working, not the dream. Never give up on the dream. Give up on the way you're doing the dream.
I love it.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yes. Thank you. I'm going to get moving.
I know it. I know you are, Brian, and I can't wait to see it. So that's what your guide's got for you. I am sending you so much love and wishing you so much love. So get to work on that. This is the time. Just take this week. Make sure you raise your frequency. Don't do it when you're in a low vibration. And just get creative and allow yourself, just keep reminding yourself, I am open to however this needs to happen, many different ways this needs to happen. That's it. Stop locking yourself into a box. We do this to ourselves. If it doesn't happen like this, then we don't want it. No, allow the universe to surprise you, not shock you, surprise. Very different, right? So, yeah. All right, Brian.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Love you so much. Peace and love. Let me give
love
you some
you
sparkles.
Oh, yeah.
All
Have
right. Peace. You too. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right, great call. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2147. I don't think I went here. 2147, you are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yay, Miss Blue.
Hello, who's on the line?
Yay.
Hey, yay. You want to tell everyone? I love your name. You want to tell everyone where you're calling from? Yay.
I'm here in Dallas, Texas.
She and the Big D. All right. Well, how are you and how can I help?
I'm doing good. I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about, then I have a question.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, I came in 2020, and, you know, I chose the name Yaya for myself.
Mm-hmm.
The entire time I've ever talked to you, you would call me Yaya. Okay. Do you recall that?
I do now, yes.
Yeah. You call me Yaya. So I'm like, so look, I keep asking you, what I keep saying is Yaya, you still call me Yaya. And here I go in 2024, and now I'm a Yaya, I'm a grandmother.
Oh, you.
So I say, Miss Blue must have knew I was going to be a grandmother. She saw that baby around me.
Listen, I do remember now because I would feel so bad and you would say, no, it's yay. And I would turn right back around and say, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so
I'm a grandmother now, so I am a yaya.
Well, use the yaya. Well, congratulations, yaya. You done did the thing. You done did the thing.
Yes, ma'am. I should have did it.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I have one other thing before I ask my question.
Okay.
So it's something that you did for me, Ms. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something that you did for me. I got to sit down real quick because I was just in here kind of fussing at my son. So let me sit down.
Okay.
Okay, so I was living in this house. I just moved away from this house. I came to realize that this house was spiritually occupied. It was the entity in that house that was living there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was entity in that house. I didn't realize it was in the house until maybe 6 to 8 months of living there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I moved into this house, I kind of got settled in. I told myself I'm not going to be here for long because I like to stay put when I move.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I moved into the house, and maybe 2-3 days later, I said, well, we're not going to be here for long. I don't like the energy in here. Okay?
Right.
I didn't know what was going on, but I knew I wasn't going to be there. So When it came to me that there was an energy living in there, maybe a week staying in the house, I started smelling a really foul smell in the house. I couldn't figure out what the smell was. It was coming from the bathroom, come from my bathroom in my room, then come from my children's bathroom, then come from the kitchen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So six months, 8 months of me living there, I talked to a medium. And she the one that gave me the information that it was the energy living in the house. And she specifically said, this energy is in your bathroom and it's in your kitchen. And I'm like, well, God damn it, that's what that smell is, because it was a foul smell. Now, in the midst of that, I'm going to get to the point. In the midst of that. Okay, so in the midst of that, now, something happened with this energy. My son has sickle cell. My son is 20 years old. He was premature, so he's small. He was 120 pounds. He's a small guy.
Yeah.
So his bones are kind of fragile just from having sickle cell, things of that sort. My son was in his room folding towels. Next thing you know, my son screamed to the top of his lungs. His leg was broke in half from his knee, just standing there. So, so his knee went, his knee literally just went in half. So by the time when I take him to the hospital, and I'm like, man, this looked like some voodoo shit that just happened to my son. I don't understand why this happened, but his leg went in half from just folding towels. He didn't do nothing. You know, he was just standing there folding towels, and that happened to him. So that, you know, kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm like, there's got to be some voodoo, boom, boom. So I'm thinking it's the spirit, whatever. Okay, all this shit is happening, and it's just, I'm scared. I eventually get to the point where I spiritually clean the house. Spiritually clean it, okay?
Okay.
And spiritually clean the house, but the energy is still off in the house. So I'm crying. I'm stressed. I'm like just stressed out. Okay, well, let me get to the point. I did an egg cleanse for myself. I did an egg cleanse just to kind of remove any entity that was on me. I started doing all kinds of shit to remove these things off of me. So I did the egg cleanse, this blue. I did one. It got some things off of me. I did two, and I did the third one. And that third one, this is the point. This is where you come in at. The third one, I did that one. And when I dropped the egg in the cup, I see a blue light floating in that water. I've never seen a blue light. I said, there goes Miss Blue right there. She's telling me. He's telling me that everything's going to be cool. And that's the energy that I picked up, that you came in and just told me that everything was going to be cool, because I was breaking down almost every night because I was just scared from being there, scared with my son being there. I just wanted to get out the house as soon as possible. There was a delay after delay just to get up out that house. It was just stressing me out. But I saw you. I saw that blue light, and that was just so wild to me. And I'm like, man, it got to be Miss Blue. Got to be.
Well, as much as I would love to take credit for the blue light, I will say that that blue light is a spiritual sign. You know, it's been here way before me, but it is a powerful spiritual sign to let you know that there was a purification, a cleansing energy to happen. So you are correct in that, Yaya. You are correct in that, in the blue light. But let me ask you a question. Were you living in this place, and did you get one of my magical spiritual bath kits?
Oh, not in that house. I did that maybe a couple of years ago. So not in this house, but I did do it.
Okay. I just was curious about that. But so now, is the entity gone?
I'm out of the house.
Okay, good.
I'm done with the house.
Good. I'm glad you're done with the house.
And everything is back to normal. You know what I'm saying? I feel better. My energy feel better. You know, I just feel a whole lot better being outside the house. I was only there for about maybe 14 months, but it was it was just the worst experience, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you decided and you were able to relocate yourself and move. I do want to speak on something, because you said it's seems like somebody was doing some sort of voodoo.
Okay.
I want to clear that, because voodoo is not evil.
Okay.
Now, the world wants us to think that voodoo is evil, right? But
okay.
Any spiritual system, not just the ones from Africa, any spiritual system, any school of thought can be good and evil. We see this in
okay.
Catholic religion, Christianity, Islam, any religion, there can be people who misuse or misguide energy, as well
okay.
as people who are spiritual people. I only want to give you that because we have so much fear on the planet when it comes to us as melanin people to say that everything that we do is evil, when the truth is, when we look at it from a historical point of view, Christianity was founded off of voodoo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You understand? So I just want to give you that so you don't spook yourself again if anything
okay.
ever comes up. So I don't want you to just be looking out for that, because somebody
right.
can, you know, portray themselves or be something and not come as that and still not have good spirits. But I'm glad that you took care of it. That's a great thing. Sparkles for that. Yeah.
All right, I appreciate that, and I'm more intelligent than thinking that voodoo is evil. Because one thing
I know
about voodoo, I know about voodoo is God's religion. So I do know that for a fact. It was just something
mm-hmm.
that a word that I used just to kind of describe what I was experiencing. So I don't know. Maybe
yeah.
I want to use hoodoo, but I don't know. But that happened and it scared the shit out of me. So I don't know. You know,
you get to hold your truth. I'm not trying to do that, but I know we have a lot
right.
of new listeners. I understand
okay,
what you meant by it. I just don't want people
yeah.
to just think that that's the only way that some shit can happen to you is that, because
right.
that's not true.
That's
not
right.
true.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, let's keep
right.
going because I'm excited. Yes. Okay. So
sounds
you have made
good.
It past that. Glad baby boy is healed or healing and all of that
yes.
good stuff. Yes.
Yes, ma'am, for sure. Okay. So here's the big question. Okay. Here's the big question. The big question is, I have my oldest son here. He's a college grad, and
congratulations.
He, thank you. And he's a go getter. He's a career driven individual. He's just driven. Period. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He has an offer to move to Boston to work on the degree that he's obtained. My question
mm-hmm.
Is it a good idea for him to take this offer in Boston? 22-year-old boy, my child, of course I ain't trying to let him go nowhere, but I'm also not trying to hold him back either, but I want to make sure that this is sound for him. So that's my question. Is it a good idea for him to go to Boston and take up this offer?
Mm. So here's the question. First, I'm going to ask you some questions. Number one, what does he think?
Well, he's 22, so yeah, he thinks it's a good idea.
Okay. And what is making you feel it's not a good idea?
Well, it's you know, I'm a worry bot. I'm a worry
mm-hmm.
mother. You told me this before when I talked to you. So I'm worrying about I'm worried about his safety, I'm worried about his protection, I'm worried about his I don't want him to go out there struggling. So all those things that a mother is going to be concerned about, I'm concerned
yeah.
about it. Secondly, mm-hmm. when I tap into his astrology, I look into that information as well. So when I look into his midheaven, his midheaven, I find that the thing that my child loved the most is sitting right in his midheaven. And the midheaven
mm-hmm.
is where the career is that he should
mm-hmm.
tap into that he will love to do. And it's just interesting that I found his midheaven And it's, it has everything to do with music. It has everything to do with fashion. It has everything to do with arts. And that's what he was interested in. So when I see that, I'm like, well, you going to waste your time. Now, I've been knowing that this field that he studied is not for him. What I know that his music, the things that he loves, is what's for him. So all those things is kind of factoring in on my spirit and on my mind to where I don't want him to waste his time. I don't want him going all the way to Boston, wasting his time and things of that sort. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, well, I think it's beautiful that you were able to look in his chart and you were able to see his midheaven, you know, which is connected to career and just the place of life of where we thrive. But here's something the astrology can tell you, can't tell you. And that is, they can't tell you what role the midheaven is going to play in a person's life.
Okay.
It cannot. And that is a potential point. You understand? It's a potential point. And truth be told, everything that we see in our astrology, it's an opportunity for a potential. Some people choose to opt out of that potential and not go that direction. Who knows? Maybe that is what's going to fuel him into aspiring to reach great heights in the fields that he's studying. And maybe he has a side job where he's doing his music just for fun, because that keeps him inspired and keeps him on his path. But that is not what he has chosen to put all of his career in.
Okay.
Astrology cannot dictate the soul. And many people thought they knew the astrology to a T. You understand? But the soul and the spirit is unique, because remember, they work in unison with each other. They work in unison. We are affecting our astrology as much as it's impacting us. So I would say to you, if you are concerned, definitely go visit with him, because ultimately you're not here to live his life. He's 22. You understand? You did an amazing job raising him. Wonderful raising him, right?
Yeah.
And you don't want to do anything out of fear. We've got to get out of our mind. Please let us not use astrology for another place to put the ego in the mind and feel like we cannot move outside of this. It's not designed for that. Go visit the college with him on a tour. Go visit. See what it's like for him. What's the worst thing that can happen? He gets there, say, Mom, I hate it. I'm coming back home. Okay, come on.
Well, it's not college. He finished college. This is just the job. Now it's the job.
Listen. Still, okay. What's the worst? Mom, it's not working out like I thought. I don't like this job. I'm going to come back home, or I decided to do something next. You don't know where the activation points are. And I say this strongly. I had this conversation in a session today, so I'm a little passionate about it. Those points in our astrology chart have a activation, something from the person's spirit, their soul. You may be stopping him from that activation by telling him not to go. That may be where he needs to go in order to get the activation he needs to get in order for him to move into what, not what you feel, not what his chart says, but what his soul is calling him to do, to be, to experience, to explore.
Okay.
I want you to think about that. I'm a mother too. And trust me, I get it.
Yeah.
But you have to trust that your son can survive in this world without you. Without you. You understand? And the bonus is he still has you. That's the beautiful bonus.
And that's exactly what he says.
You understand? That's the beautiful bonus. I thought about this when my kids were kind of coming, my son was coming into age, And the realization hit me. Do I want children that I keep safe, or do I want children if something were to happen and I'm not here for them? I know that they have. I have taught them. I have shown them.
Yeah.
I have supported them enough that they can trust themselves that they can survive without me. Otherwise, you're crippling or handicapping them. So I understand about your fears, but when a mother or a father holds fear of their child, you are putting them in harm's way.
Mm.
And I know you don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
Because you're sending that energy to them. The most powerful thing you can do is support their choices.
Okay.
Now, if you're just not feeling good about Boston, then you can say to him, see what else is out there for you. Maybe try a couple of other places so you can have options.
Okay.
But it's never a good idea to do something or not do something because of fear. That is never a good idea.
Okay.
You're an amazing wonder. You're a wonderful mother, and you've done an incredible job. So now allow your son to give that back to you to show you how well you've done for him.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Yaya.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps. That helps a lot. I'm gonna do my best to let up. But yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's fear. It's fear.
Yeah, it's just fear, and I get it. As a mother, I promise. I get it. But promise you, you have done a wonderful job, and so, you know, allow him to explore, which at the end of the day, you could say no all day. He can do whatever he wants to do.
Right.
You know? And yeah. I know he doesn't want to break his mother's heart, and so you don't want to stifle him because of your fears. You know?
Okay.
As long as he knows that you love and support him, then he knows there is somebody else out here that got me. That got me for real. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. That's beautiful. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a lot better. I appreciate that, Ms. Moon.
You're welcome. And no more using the chart to try to bully somebody into doing something.
Okay, because I am a bully, so I need to.
No more doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, that takes a lot off of my chest, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
Well, peace and love to you, and congratulations again on you doing what you need to do for first yourself and then for your family, you know, that love and that support and raising amazing, beautiful spiritual beings on the planet that can love themselves and that is thriving, that want to step out, that want to do stuff. This is incredible. This is amazing work. Allow yourself to be blessed by all of your dedication that you have put into your children. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Okay. Peace and love.
How beautiful. Look at Yaya. Yaya. That was beautiful. All right, you guys. Let's listen. We are in the after hours of the remix, but I am going to still take some calls here. Let me see where I have not gone. We're going to go to the caller that is calling in from, let me see, did I get the right number? Calling in from area code 4075. 4075, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 4075, going once. Going twice. Gone. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code. I don't think I went here. Calling in from area code 9727. 9727.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, yes. Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Ida.
How are you? Ida, right?
Yes.
Ida.
Yes, Ida. Yes, Ida. Uh-huh.
Yes. Hi, Ida. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah, so I have a question because I know usually when you talk to me, I've talked to you many times before, and usually certain things that you said usually comes to me later on and months later. Like, cause I remember one of the things you told me was to focus on the lower half of my body and to stay out of my mind and not to get too caught up. And that lesson, that part reached me today in this month around towards the end of September to October. So that in that part, I realized what you said to me. I see it now. At the moment, I couldn't see it, but I see it later on. And then I said, okay, anytime I speak to Ms. Blue, I may not see it now, but I will see it eventually later on. And I start to apply those things that you're telling me. And I'm starting to see them more. And I'm recognizing myself that I'm too much in my head a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using too much of my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to get back. And I want to just let you know on that part that I'm recognizing the things that you're telling me. And
okay.
And I'm applying it to it. But my question is, I'm seeing a lot of numbers of 717 that pops up
mm-hmm.
too much. And, mm-hmm. I'm asking my spirit guides, I'm trying to connect, and I'm asking like, what they really want me to know. It seems something so urgent because I'll keep seeing the same number, 717. And I also want to know what is something I need to let go of because I'm ready to let go of anything I do, any
mm-hmm.
old beliefs, any toxic behaviors that I'm doing, not just things on the outside, but also from the inside, because I'm ready to let go of
mm-hmm.
things and have to shift to into
mm-hmm.
the new level and higher consciousness of my higher self.
Okay. Well, first
yes.
of all, I want to say thank you to you for having the courage to keep doing the work. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing. But here's something I want us all to remember when we see these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's letting you know that you are in direct communication with the universe. The universe is speaking to you and you are hearing it. So right off the bat, I want you to just like allow that to set in, like, whoa, the universe is in connection with me. So two things can happen when the universe is in this deep connection
mm-hmm.
with you, when this is happening. I want you to think about what were you doing, thinking, or being when that
mm-hmm.
happened. On what were you doing? What were you involved in when it was going on? Where was your thoughts at that particular time? Yeah.
So from what I remember, anytime I'm in when I hit a realization or one time I was driving and I said, okay, I need to stop eating. I need to stop eating foods that are toxic to me, that are keeping me low. And then, boom, I'll see the number right there. And then I'm
mm-hmm.
looking. I was also going through a house. I had an address that I had to go deliver food. And I said, a number, the person's house number was 717. And I said, oh, wow, 717. I'm going to deliver this food to this person. And then another one was I was looking through social media, and I was looking at some cute guys on there, and I see the number on
mm-hmm.
this, on the thing. I said, 717. I said, what are they trying to tell me? And then times
mm-hmm.
when what is this? Something that is wrong or I'm afraid of something, then I'll see it.
Well, you know, it's interesting mm-hmm. that you said that, because a part of the vibration of the 717 is to let you know that
mm-hmm.
you are experiencing life. It's not good. It's not bad. It's an mm-hmm. opportunity for growth. You understand? And again, you are making a divine connection with the universe. It's a great mm-hmm. time to get into conversation, especially if you keep seeing a number repeat over and over again. It's not about knowing what the number means. It's to recognize that this is a activation, that the universe is right there. You're not alone. Your guides, your ancestors, everything is there with you. You can communicate directly with the Most High God, the universe, your higher self, whatever you choose to call it. You can communicate. You can say whatever you want. You can ask for insight on something. Don't ask, what does the number mean? It is greater than the number. The number is just the vibration.
Okay.
This is when you think about what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your spirit, what you want that inner knowing to be, and that's what you begin to ask. Because those numbers are based on our own personal frequency. And I'm talking about the frequency we brought to the planet. And so it can mean something completely different for one person to another person. So for you, Ida, that is letting you know that you have so many opportunities in front of you. And you are not alone, because you often feel that you are alone. You're not alone. And mm-hmm. so that connection that you are so desperately wanting to make, you are making that connection. It's there. That's the confirmation of the number.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I want to talk about the flip side of it. The flip side of about numbers, because you don't want to be a number chaser. Because
okay.
what can happen is you will just lock into numbers and you'll just start seeing numbers. So you'll be going around. There go 444. There go 333. There go 744. And nothing happens. Nothing
oh, yeah.
changes. Nothing happens. So I want you to begin to see where your consciousness is. Be in a state of gratitude when that number comes in, and then get curious. Don't start asking questions. Get curious. Wow. Again, I just seen the number 717. I just seen
mm-hmm.
this number again. Wow. I wonder what that could mean. I wonder what that means. 717. Yeah. I wonder what that means. I'm curious if the divine
mm-hmm.
wants to share something with me, but I know I'm in communication. So let me get my thoughts out, what I want to say, because I'm not questioning whether or not my thoughts can be heard and understood. That's when you begin to have the dialogue with your higher self, with the universe. That's when you begin to talk. I want you to lean more into that. Don't make this intellectual. One of the cool things that you can begin to do is see if you can think a thought and the number comes up, because it's showing that you're in alignment.
Okay.
Okay. It's letting you
okay.
know that you are in perfect alignment with your higher self. So it's really a time to celebrate. It's a time to celebrate. But I want you to listen to those whispers of your soul. Think about, what were you doing? What were you about to get into? What were you thinking about when the number came up? Because it's letting you know, oh, you hit something there. It's more about what's going on with you than what the number actually means, because it means something completely different to each and every single one of us. Are there universal standings of these numbers? Absolutely. But guess what? We have come to the time that we are so unique that we have this in our blueprint. And you're going to know. There are certain things that happen to me when this is going on. I will always see these numbers. Now I know when this is coming up, oh, I'm getting really excited. Because I know what I'm working on. I know what things within myself I'm elevating, I'm transforming, I'm healing, I'm changing, I'm doing. And I know the universe is letting me know, bam, I got you. I got you. We know you. It's working. It's working. So I want you to celebrate. Celebrate. Like you said, you came to that realization. I'm in my head too much. And
oh,
I want to tell you this with love. You were in your head too much with this number, but that's okay. That's okay, because mm-hmm. now you know going forward how you want to use when you start seeing these numbers in repetition. I want you to get curious. I don't really want you to ask them questions. Just go, oh, wow. And then I want you to think about what was I thinking? What was I focused on at that time? What was happening inside of me? Because that is speaking more to that than it is to what the number meant. It is something real time now that the universe is letting you know there was a breakthrough. You did it. You broke through something. Pay attention. You broke through.
Okay.
And you can begin to celebrate that. It strengthens your intuitive and your multisensory abilities to know, like, yes, my vibration is high. It's high.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry to cut you off.
No.
That's why at night I wrap my head with a scarf, because in the morning, I'll feel like my crown, and I'll get headaches and migraines in the morning. But when I cover my head at night, I don't really feel it in the morning.
Okay. I think that's a mm-hmm. beautiful practice if it works for you,
mm-hmm.
but I want you to know you're working more in your mind. Because when you go
mm-hmm.
to sleep at night, your mind
mm-hmm.
is not, a scarf can't stop your crown chakra, baby. I just want you to know, but Miss Blue is not telling you not
mm-hmm.
to do it, because if you have trained your energy to know that this is when things
mm-hmm.
shut down, you can do that. But I want you to know that's not a scarf doing that, sweetie. That's you doing
okay.
that. And when you go to sleep at night, your astral body leaves your physical body. So your mind ain't doing nothing. Your mind is resting. What your mind is doing.
Okay.
The mind doesn't become activated again until you get back in the bed. But if that is the signal, right, because we use signs and symbols, for your mind to know it's time to shut down, then do that. Your mind will know it's time to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a scarf doing that. Scarf ain't that
okay.
powerful. That is
no.
all of that credit goes to you, Ida. You're doing that. So just as long as you do that, because what I,
mm-hmm.
and you know me, I'm going to keep it real raw and keep it with love. I don't want
yes.
us to find things and people to keep giving our power away to.
Yes,
no.
that's one of the giving power
you understand?
Away. I understand, because I had that sense of a little girl being afraid of people a lot, being afraid of being around, and I realized that I deal with social anxiety, so giving too much power to people is draining.
Yeah. No, you
mm-hmm.
you are just as powerful, or if not even more powerful than, well, you are even more powerful than anyone in your life. We all are the most powerful people in our lives, and rightfully so, because it is our life. So no one is more powerful than you. Know that. Know that no one is, right? It doesn't make people less than. They need to be powerful in their own life. But I'm cool with the scar thing, as long as you know that that is your activation that you do for yourself to relax and to calm down. But one of the things you can do is just keep practicing floating down in your body. Matter of fact, hang out in your yoni. If you can get in your yoni, it's a beautiful space. And it's very warm. It's very nurturing and loving to hang out there. When you need to ask a question, you know, get in your toes, get in your ankles, ask the question out of your mind and away from your heart. Processed and used our mind, we have overprocessed and used our heart. And we blame everything on our heart and everything on our mind, right? And so we want to come out of those two places and just kind of float yourself down in your body. And when you're there, that's when you begin to ask a question and then pay attention to how your body is responding naturally, because you will get the insight on what direction to go in. Mm-hmm. So great work. Great work.
Yes, it is. And then is there any message, I mean, besides that one, message that from my spirit guides that I need to know, because I'll be taking a trip pretty soon to Senegal, to my home country. It's a way for me to try to retreat from what's all going on and around me, especially dealing with grief. And I'm thinking of staying there for a month or so to reset my whole self again.
I think that's going to be beautiful for you. Your guides are excited for you to take this trip and this journey. You know, just make sure that you know it's good to go, how can I say this? It's good to experience and go, but can you take with you in your heart that this is more about you going to have a good time than to put the heaviness on it of grief and a reset? Because you can reset anywhere, right? You are resetting every night when you put that scarf on your head. So you don't need to go for that reason. I want you to get more excited. And this is what your guides are telling me. Please tell her to get excited about this trip. Like, get joyful about this trip, because if it is not going to be a joyful trip, then don't go. Get excited. Just get joyful about it. See if you can find the joy, the fun, the, ooh, I'm going to be traveling. Ooh, I'm getting ready to go to Senegal. Ooh, I know the food's going to be good. Like, find something to get excited about, not this trip of, oh, I'm going because I need this massive reset. And I know the grief of your parents and them passing, and that takes a while to get over. And I promise you, going to synagogue is not going to be something to make you forget.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was contemplating whether that's a good place for me to go now or later.
I would say sit with it, because ultimately I want you to make the decision, but I can tell you right now, you're not in a state of joy. When it comes up, your energy goes down. It doesn't go up when you said synagogue, and it should go up. It should be excited, you know? Maybe
that's something I'll sit with myself and see.
Just kind of, why don't you get online and explore some places where you can go and maybe have some fun? It could be locally. It could be in the States. It could be somewhere else, somewhere that you get excited and go, ooh, I would love to go there and see what that's about. I would love to experience.
Bali was
listen, It's Bali, your energy spiked all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works? This is how that works. You see how excited you got? You said, ooh, what about Bali? You know, I started seeing elephants and the plants and the fruit and like everything exploded out of your energy when you said Bali.
Mm-hmm.
That will be more healing for you to go somewhere that you really are excited and filled with joy and excitement and wonder to go than to just go somewhere that, take a look at that, because you got so excited for Bali. Explore, go look at some videos. You know what you young people do. Go on TikTok. You know, go and go and see, you know, different things you can do in Bali and, you know, find out, you know, don't make this, you know, drawn out long. Somebody has to pour water, dip you down and do all of it. You don't need that. You need to bring more joy in your life. You need to start living and bring excitement in your life. That's what you need. Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
I'll definitely take that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. Well, I'm excited for you. Come back and let us know what you decide and which one you decide. We got a lot of listeners in Bali as well, too. And, I know wherever you decide, and even synagogue. So, because synagogue is a beautiful place, but it's not about the place. It's not about the place. It's about you. I want this to be about you. What lights your soul up? What brings you joy? That's what I want you to focus on. Nothing else matters, okay? So when you see those numbers again, just get excited like,
it's exciting, curious.
That's right. I am communicating with the universe. Let me go ahead and put some requests out there. Since I know all channels are open and this, we are in the right flow. We are in where we need to be. Yes. All right. Well, there you go, love. Peace and love to you. Thank you, Ida. Thanks for calling in. Hold the line.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Oh, my goodness. Listen, that is going to do it for us. I am so excited. Nothing brings me so much joy than to be able to come on here and to talk to you all. We got the phone lines up and running, and that's a wonderful, amazing thing. Let's keep the conversation going. I want to say thank you to everyone who came on, asked their question, for everyone in the blue room listening, and for those seen and unseen. I want to send so much love out to you all. I definitely want us to have an incredible, amazing, wonderful week. I'm excited for all the sessions that are coming up this week, both the session from the waiting list, which I'm so excited. I almost got that list down to, I almost got that list done. 3 years, you guys. Ooh, it's going to be so fulfilling, right? And especially those of you who also have visionary sessions with me as well, which I still have some slots left for the visionary guidance sessions. I am so excited about that. And also, I am so excited for all of you guys who have the Oracle files. I want to remind you that one of the ways that you can actually support the platform, you can support me, is if you purchase any of the digital download products. That's one of the ways that you can actually support. There's nothing more than I love doing is teaching, sharing, coming on, doing these calls and working with you all, and also making the products that will help assist you on your path and your journey to help empower you. You know, when you go to the digital store and you're looking for tools to really help you tap into your abilities, all of those things exist there, from the galactic e-files, from working with the elements that are there. For those of you who got the futuristic activation for packet. Definitely make sure that you have started new months and you've done your activation boards from the wish magic to working with all of the elements from air alchemy, from working with earth and mother nature, working with the CO2 and the H2O expansion pack. These are just some things to name a few. Also to work with the H2O spiritual elevation with water, working with water magic and the lucky blueprint expansion pack to work with that. The Akashic records and the Akashic files that are there, all of these tools are there to put the power back in your hands, so that you can actually do the work. I take you step by step. You're able to go through these exercises. You're able to use them and do them over and over again, so that you can gain a deeper connection with yourself, your spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities as well. So, yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited for all to come and all of those good things for all of us and for each and every single one of you. So if it is something that you have purchased, and whether it was the Oracle files or any of the visionary sessions, definitely want to invite you to make sure you go back and, you know, share your thoughts and leave a comment. That would mean the world to me, that you were able to go back and do that and share your thoughts. It's a way to help the platform and to connect with others as well. We got the self-invested class going on, spirit guides and animal guides, as well as the ancestors as well. So I want you all to know that. And those who are taking the spirit guides and animal guides class, like, this is one of my new methods that I'm sharing with them. It is hands-on, as well as everything in the Digital Magic Store, which the link is in the show notes there. It is everything about personal mastery and growth. It's about expanding your knowledge and awareness and really helping you through the perspective of freedom, not being locked in or tied down by old programmings of the matrix, so that you can expand your awareness. I know a lot of you are saying that you couldn't call in. Well, here's the deal. When the show goes into the after hours, which has been in the after hours for over 30, 40 minutes, you're not going to be able to call in at that time. And plus, the phone lines were all full. Don't worry. We will do this again. But I love you all. Please make sure you sound off in the comment section. Peace and love to you all, Soul Family. Thanks so much for calling in. Thanks so much for being your great, amazing, and wonderful self. Self-invested, don't forget to do the homework. And I will see you all in the cosmic streets. Peace and love, soul family. Peace and love. Ciao. Peace and love.